Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, dark was the night, cold was the ground. This week's song is currently hurtling through space at about 37,000 miles per hour, having travelled more than 13 billion miles in 38 years. After flying past Jupiter and Saturn, it became the first man-made object to reach interstellar space in 2012, though according to some scientists it is still in the solar system as it has yet to pass through the Oort cloud, which will take another 14,000 to 28,000 years. When the Voyager 1 probe was launched on 5th of September 1977, a gold-plated 12-inch phonographic disc was attached to it, encoded with messages from humanity. These included greetings in 55 languages, animal calls, tribal songs and music, as well as encrypted photographs, for the benefit of any civilizations that might eventually encounter the craft. Helpfully, a stylus and diagrammatic instructions were included to assist with playback. Carl Sagan, the cosmologist, astrophysicist, and populariser of all things astronomical, was among those on the committee who chose the music for the disc. Their choices included the usual suspects, Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart. But there's also an odd little tune on the disc, recorded in 1927 by Blind Willie Johnson, a Texan preacher and street corner blues singer. The song is called Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground, and it was adapted from an 18th century hymn. It's entirely wordless, consisting of Johnson's peerless slide guitar and his resonant, gospelly, moaning hum. The song was chosen for Voyager 1 by Sagan himself, who said that it concerns a situation that Johnson and humanity faced many times. Quote, nightfall, with no place to sleep. Johnson, who made 30 commercial recordings, died in sickness and poverty after his house burned down in 1945. He received little recognition for his music in his lifetime. In years to come, artists such as Eric Clapton and Bob Dylan covered his songs, or rather, his interpretations of traditional songs. Led Zeppelin recorded a thunderous version of his It's Nobody's Fault But Mine, though they failed to credit him. Umpteen singers and bands have recorded his John the Revelator. But Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground remains Johnson's finest few minutes. Although, as Sagan pointed out, it is a very earthbound song, it has an ethereal quality that seems to make it appropriate for the vastness of space. The crackliness of the recording only adds to its sense of remoteness. Jack White, formerly of the White Stripes, has said that Dark Was the Night is, quote, the greatest example of slide guitar ever recorded. Slide virtuoso Ry Cooder recorded an exquisite instrumental version of the song in 1970, and it later formed the basis of his theme tune for the 1984 film Paris, Texas. And now, as it speeds silently through space, the planets are aligning favourably for the song and for Johnson himself. This week, a tribute album was released on Alligator Records, featuring artists such as Tom Waits, Derek Trucks and Maria McKee, performing 11 of Johnson's songs. The album is called God Don't Never Change, The Songs of Blind Willie Johnson, and it has been an eight-year labour of love for its producer, Jeffrey Gaskill, a long-time Johnson devotee. As well as setting up a Kickstarter campaign to fund the album, Gaskill went back to what remains of a house where Johnson lived in Marlin, Texas, and, with permission, salvaged three boards of wood that had fallen from the structure. These lengths of yellow pine were crafted by a luthier into 10 cigar box guitars, rectangular in shape, which were sold to raise more funds. On the album, Dark Was the Night is sung by Ricky Lee Jones. She reinstates the original words to the hymn, written in 1792 by English clergyman Thomas Hawes. The effect is haunting.
Go to the garden, sinners, and see.
As for the Voyager, not long after the probe had been launched, Steve Martin joked that a message had been received from another world. Send more Blind Willie Johnson.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.